Welcome to our daily inspiration again for today, March 16. And as we looked at seeking God this week and seeking Him, seeking to know Him, and the importance of making that choice, because the natural tendency of our heart is for evil, then I also want to think about the topic here as we close out the week, the topic of what are the rewards of seeking Him? What's the fruit of our seeking? And to examine our heart as to what we're seeking. Jesus gave us an important principle here in Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 and 8, where He said, "Ask and it will be given to you, seek and you will find, knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened." So the door is open to him who knocks on it, who expresses his desire to get in. So what is the desire of our heart? What's the desire of your heart today? The innermost yearning, the longings of your heart. We all have a longing deep in our heart for something. Is it to be like Christ, to enter into His rest, or do we have longings for earthly things? We need to examine our hearts with the Word of God. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 11 to 13 says, "Let us therefore be diligent to enter that rest, lest anyone fall according to the same example of disobedience." He's talking about the children of Israel here and how they failed to enter the promised land because of their disobedience. It says, "For the word of God is living and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit, and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. And there is no creature hidden from His sight, but all things are naked and open to the eyes of Him to whom we must give account." So, many people on earth have been fooled in relationships. They thought someone was seeking to enter into a relationship with them, whereas someone was only seeking to use or manipulate them. But we cannot manipulate God. He can see right through us, and He sees the intent, He sees the desires of our heart. And so it is important that we also examine the inmost longings and desires of our heart. Do we truly long to have a deeper relationship with the Lord, to walk with Him closely each day, and to put on the mind of Christ? That's the thing we must seek after, and it's something we need to seek after daily, because our heart will, if left to its own, will quickly turn away and wander. And there's also a passage here that also found very encouraging along these lines and inspiring. Hebrews 11 verses 13 to 16, talking about the patriarchs here and how they sought a better country by faith. And from Hebrews 1 or Hebrews 11 verses 4 through 12, we read of those who walked by faith: Abel, Enoch, Noah, Abraham, and Sarah. And then it says, and then the writer explains something, and he says, "These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, were assured of them, embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth." And then he says this very profound statement: "For those who say such things, that they are strangers and pilgrims, Those who say such things declare plainly that they seek a homeland. And truly, if they had called to mind the country from which they had come out, they would have had opportunity to return. But now they desire a better, that is, a heavenly country. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. So, just beautiful to me, these examples of faith declared, I believe, both with their words and their life, that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. They were not here to stay. They knew they weren't here to stay. They weren't about building empires here on earth, about accumulating vast treasures, or about putting up, inventing ways to protect their property. But they were strangers and pilgrims. They confessed that that's what they were. Strangers and pilgrims have no rights in the country that they're in, as a rule. Sometimes things get a little strange, but as a rule, a stranger in a foreign country has very few rights there. And so when we're here on earth and we're demanding our right, then we are no longer confessing to be strangers and pilgrims, is what I believe. These examples of faith confess that they were strangers and pilgrims because they sought something better. They sought a homeland, a heavenly country. And in verse 16, as I read here, the fruit of that, the reward of that is, therefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. God has prepared a place for us. It's for all those who seek him. It's basically what it comes down to. It will be two kinds of people, those who seek God and those who seek their own. Those who seek their own will end up destroyed along with all that they possess. And those who seek God will find him and will find a place prepared. So that just blesses me to read this example here in Hebrews of faith. And may we all be encouraged to walk by faith and to seek God and to seek what he has for us. Blessings on your day.